Ezra chapter 5. Now the prophets Haggai and Zechariah, the son of Iddo, prophesied to the Jews who were in Judah and Jerusalem in the name of the God of Israel, who was over them. Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiah, and Jeshua, the son of Jozadak, got up and began to rebuild the temple of God in Jerusalem, and the prophets of God were with them, helping them. At that time, Tattenai, the governor of the region west of the Euphrates River, and Shethar-Bozenai and their associates came to them and asked them, "Who gave you permission to rebuild this temple and to finish this structure?" They also asked, "What are the names of the men building this building?" But their God was watching over the elders of the Jews, and they would not stop until a report came to Darius, and then the response was returned by letter concerning it. This is a copy of the letter that Tattenai, the governor of the province west of the Euphrates River, and Shethar-Bozenai and his associates, the officials of the region west of the Euphrates River, sent to Darius the king. They sent a letter to him as follows: "To Darius the king, all peace. Let it be known to the king that we went into the province of Judah to the temple of the great God. It is being rebuilt with large stones and with timber laid in its walls. This work is proceeding with diligence and success in their hands. We ask those elders, who gave you permission to build this temple and to finish this structure? We also asked for their names, so that we might write down the names of their leaders in order to inform you." This was their response: "We are the servants of the God of heaven and earth. We are rebuilding the temple that was built so many years ago by a great king of Israel who built and finished it. But after that, our forefathers provoked the God of heaven to wrath, so he gave them into the hand of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, the Chaldean, who destroyed this temple and exiled the people to Babylon. But in the first year of King Cyrus, king of Babylon, Cyrus the king made a decree to rebuild this temple of God. Even the gold and silver vessels of the temple of God, which Nebuchadnezzar had taken out of the temple in Jerusalem and brought them into the temple of Babylon, these items Cyrus the king took out of the temple of Babylon and delivered to a man by the name of Sheshbazzar, whom he had appointed as governor. Cyrus told him, 'Take these vessels, go, put them in the temple in Jerusalem, and let the temple of God be rebuilt on its original site.' Then this same Sheshbazzar came and laid the foundations of the temple of God in Jerusalem. Since that time, even until now, it has been under construction, although it has not been completed yet. Now, therefore, if it seems good to the king, let a search be made in the king's royal archives that are there in Babylon, whether this is so, that a decree was made by Cyrus the king to rebuild this temple of God in Jerusalem. Then let the king send us what he wishes us to do concerning this matter."